Not everybody is hoping for an agreement in Paris. Some Republicans in the U.S. Congress are vowing to scuttle any commitments made by the Obama administration. The World's Jason Margolis explores that.
When President Obama was pledging to lower U.S. greenhouse gas emissions in Paris last week, Republicans in Congress were passing measures to ease controls on carbon pollution from power plants. Robert Stavins at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government says the moves in Washington won't actually hamper the president's goals in Paris that much. First, the president will veto the measures. Second, Stavins says the U.S. will reduce its emissions through a combination of ways.
There's going to be reliance on state-level actions, importantly California, as well as in the Northeast states.
Then there are the fuel economy standards for vehicles. Those were passed by President George W. Bush with a bipartisan Congress, then made tougher under President Obama. Those rules have been in place for a while and are unlikely to be undone. Still, if you listen to many of the Republican presidential candidates, they sound committed to torpedoing agreements made in Paris. Carly Fiorina called the president delusional. Mike Huckabee labeled him clueless. Donald Trump said China is laughing at us. Robert Stavins says a Republican president could undo agreements made in Paris in theory, but he doesn't think it's likely. Public utilities and electricity generators are already forming plans to go green to comply with new mandates from the EPA.
If the government then comes in 2, 3, 4 years from now and says, sorry, we've changed our mind, you're no longer going to be rewarded for low carbon energy investments, the government would be creating stranded assets for those companies. So I think that the companies are actually going to be on board and will be quite resistant to it being rolled back years from now.
Orrin Cass with the conservative think tank the Manhattan Institute disagrees. He thinks President Obama's so-called clean power plan, curbing carbon from power plants, would be doomed with a Republican in the White House. After all, President Obama just announced the details of his plan in August.
That is the centerpiece of his agenda and will not survive a Republican administration. And that could be reversed before the market and before power companies have taken significant action in pursuit of it.
Several lawsuits have also been filed to derail or at least slow down the clean power plan. Cass says conservatives have other ways to stop what the Obama administration agrees to this week. One of the things delegates are discussing in Paris is transferring money, hundreds of billions of dollars, from wealthy nations to poorer ones to help them adapt to a low-carbon future. Cass calls this a ransom, and one that's dead on arrival in the Republican-controlled Congress.
There are all sorts of disputes about what a president can and cannot do by himself, but everybody agrees that the president can't appropriate the money.
Cass and many conservatives say here's the bottom line. The president is committing to too much this week in Paris.
I think Paris is a big waste of time. I think it's worse than a big waste of time.
I asked Kelly Sims Gallagher at Tufts Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy what a Republican president, one who opposes action on climate change, could mean for any progress reached in Paris this week.
Well, I guess it does jeopardize the international momentum that we have. If the United States fails to meet its targets, it will lose the moral authority to encourage and cajole other countries to honor their commitments as well.
She says international law is soft and it's difficult to enforce commitments. She says the best way to lead is by example. Gallagher, who also served in the Obama White House, adds that if the Republicans don't like the president's approach to curbing greenhouse gases, it would be helpful for them to devise some of their own. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.